Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available from Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women and some good men, the Women's Wisdom Circle at www.drnorthrup.com. Where does your food come from? The recent volcano in Iceland certainly let us all know how dependent we are on jet air travel and how dependent we are on our food coming from all over the planet. And if you didn't know it before, I hope you realize that this showed us how important it is to support local organic foods. Because if something happens to the transportation system, something is untoward as a volcano in Iceland, then if we don't have locally grown foods, we're in trouble. So just think of it from a global perspective, from a food safety perspective. Local organic foods are helpful for national security and personal security and for environmental health. So I recommend that you join, if you can, a CSA, community-supported agriculture, and get to know your local farmers. Shop at farmers markets. They have plenty, by the way, in New York City. And when you do this, you know what else you're doing? You are demonstrating through the use of your money to the local farmer that you are supporting land used for farming. And when land is used for farming, it's not going to be cut up into land for tract houses and for condos. You'll notice if you go to Europe, to England, this sort of thing, that the farms are very close to the cities. It's actually completely different from in the U.S. And they're farming plots all over because Europe is older and they have figured this out, that food security, and not to mention taste and quality, is vastly increased when the food that you tend to consume is grown and produced right in your backyard. I recommend that all of you watch the movie Food Inc. It's actually very uplifting. It talks about factory farms, and it talks about big agro, and it talks about, you know, all the evils of Monsanto. But at the end of the day, there's a wonderful farmer in there who, and you can watch him with his chickens and with his hogs and with all of that, and he shows you the beauty of having a relationship to the local environment, to the local food. I remember reading a quote once that to be in the here and now, it's important to eat foods grown in the here and now. The entire basis of macrobiotics, which means big life, is to be adapted to where you are by eating the foods grown where you are, which means that if you're an Inuit up in the Arctic, you're not going to be on a raw food diet, right? You're going to be on whale blubber and seal meat and fish and the stuff that's right in your local environment. That's what your body will thrive on. On the other hand, if you're in Southern California, a raw food thing might work much better for you. But please remember, everyone benefits. The planet, your body, the farmers, the environment, when you buy local organic foods. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.